This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight, just call him Harry.
I was thinking about how I address him now. The artist formerly known as Prince.
Harry returns to the UK with a new list of not-so-royal demands and...
He always needs to be happy.
...our one-on-one with his close pal, David Beckham. Then...
Babe. You take care of our Gigi.
An update on Vanessa Bryant, how she's doing after Monday's emotional memorial, and what about those rumors LeBron didn't show up?
I respect your question.
Plus, never ever have we seen Oprah and Gail like this.
Never have I ever had a one-night stand.
We both better put our fingers.
And Mary Hart and John Tesh together again after 24 years, why he almost got the axe from E.T.
They almost
fired
him. I never
knew that story.
E.T. from the set of Single Parents
starts later. Oh, it's now.
Welcome, everybody, to the set of Single Parents.
Yes, thanks for having us over. Turnabout's fair play. You came to us last time. Now we got to come to your house.
Yes. Yes. Now, did you bring the Thighmaster? Because I was really hoping to get another crack at that.
Your wish is my command, sir.
Oh, you really
did.
Here we go.
Great.
Co-hosting veterans now, so why don't you get us started after you work out with that Thighmaster? You guys get us started. Go ahead, Leighton.
Big royal news. Harry has made it official. He's just one of us now.
Hiya, Harry.
Prince Harry, in a ball cap and jeans, carried his own bag after taking the train and flying commercial to Scotland. And before his talk at a travel conference, Harry made a request symbolic of a huge seismic shift. Drop that royal title of Prince.
And he's made it clear that we are all just to call him Harry. So ladies and gentlemen, please give a big, warm, Scottish welcome to Harry.
This was Harry's first UK appearance since finalizing their Megxit announcement. He and Meghan officially stepped back from their royal duties on March 31st.
Good morning, everyone. It's my
life. Harry meets with Jon Bon Jovi on Friday for a recording session for charity.
I was thinking about how I address him now.
I don't know him.
The artist formerly known as Prince.
It's believed Meghan and baby Archie stayed back in Canada. All this as Will and Kate seem to be stepping up their royal duties. The couple attended a play last night in London, and this morning, Kate looked impressive on the track and trying out Taekwondo at an athletics charity.
As for Harry and Meghan making a new life in North America, well, Harry's pal David Beckham knows a little something about that. And he told me that Harry is focusing on fatherhood.
You know, you did face some criticism when you left the UK, went to play for LA Galaxy, so you made that transition, that move. Have you spoken to your friends, Harry and Meghan, about their move over here to North America? How are they adjusting?
He's enjoying being a young father, a father for the first time, and that's what we've always spoke about. You know, he always needs to be happy. We love him, and he's an amazing person.
And one of David's lifelong dreams just came true. He is now the co-owner of a new soccer team, Inter Miami.
It's been an amazing journey. You know, we want our children to turn around in 10, 15, 20 years and say, our dad's built this.
Now to the passing of NBA royalty Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gigi. E.T. has new information about how Vanessa is coping after delivering her emotional eulogy Monday.
God knew they couldn't be on this earth without each other. He had to bring them home to heaven together.
A source close to Vanessa tells E.T. the celebration of life service left her, quote, overwhelmed with the outpouring of love. Vanessa knows the grieving process will be long and hard, but Monday's tribute helped her and her family.
It means so much to us.
According to our source, Vanessa's decision to speak was made that morning. There was a backup plan in case it became too much for her. After Beyonce sang Halo, she comforted her friend throughout the service.
One thing I can come out of saying how powerful Vanessa is.
That's Lakers star LeBron James last night. There is speculation he did not attend Monday's service. A reporter asked him point blank.
Did you attend the sermon?
Like I said, man, it's just, I respect your question. For sure. I appreciate it. Just if we can move on to tonight.
During the service, Kobe's best friend, Rob Pelinka, the Lakers general manager, revealed Kobe's final wish made that fateful day.
Kobe had been texting me from the helicopter, explaining his desire to help a friend of his secure a baseball agency internship for Lexi Altobelli, the surviving daughter of Coach John Altobelli, who was also on the helicopters.
Lexi lost both her parents and sister in the tragic crash. ET can confirm baseball agent Scott Boras has granted Kobe's wish and will give her an internship.
What a beautiful gesture. I'm glad that could come full circle.
Certainly.
All right, here's a question. Have you ever seen the movie Contagion?
Starring Kate Winslet, directed by Steven Soderbergh? I've heard of it.
Yeah, you have. Well, it is starting to look a lot like that movie with coronavirus fears hitting Hollywood.
Oh.
Can you hear me?
Gwyneth Paltrow, who starred in Contagion, covered her face yesterday with a giant $99 mask traveling to Paris. She captioned this pic, "I've already been in this movie. Stay safe."
We just got off the stage.
Kate Hudson, leaving Oprah's tour stop in San Francisco, had a nurse criticize her surgical mask, commenting, "If you're worried about Corona, that one won't do much." Kate's response, "This is the best I can do now." Model Bella Hadid wore hers, leaving Italy where there's an outbreak. Fears hit Milan and Paris's celeb-packed fashion weeks. Gigi, Kaya, Kendall, and Irina walked the runway, but a fashion source tells ET, there's been a decrease in attendance from retailers, press, even models. Filming of Tom Cruise's Mission Impossible 7 has also been halted in Venice. Calling it a hiatus, Paramount Pictures tells ET, for the safety and well-being of our cast and crew, we are allowing them to return home until primary production starts. Despite reports Tom couldn't flee and was stuck in a hotel, ET's learned Cruise was never even in Italy. Now to a bad sign for Lori Loughlin in the college admission scandal. Yep, the Hot Pockets heiress was just sentenced to 5 months in prison, and her case is similar to Lori's. Michelle Janims paid $300,000 to get her two daughters into college, making one look like a beach volleyball recruit to go to USC. Lori and husband Massimo Giannulli allegedly paid 60% more, $500,000, to get their two girls into the same school as rowing recruits. Unlike the Hot Pockets mom, who pled guilty, Lori and Massimo insist they're innocent. Trial is set for October.
All right, let's move on now. Leighton, I need to know, is there somebody that you just, like, fan out over? And you can't say your husband.
I can't?
No.
That's it. That's the only one.
That's it.
Aw, Tyler Cameron.
That's a good one.
Right?
He is cute.
Yeah.
He's on this show. All right, well, Britney Spears is apologizing to her diehard fans.
That's up first in tonight's Know and Tell.
Sorry, guys, I couldn't make it to the zone. Unfortunately, I've been dancing and I broke my foot.
Sporting a white mini dress and cast with words stronger, the pop princess shared some sweet love letters fans left in her locker at The Zone, the interactive Britney experience in LA.
Today, I literally told my mom that I wished you were my mom, and she was mad at me in Costco forever. We love you till the world ends.
But Britney's devoted army may have some competition from Harry's stylers. When Harry noticed this girl sobbing during soundcheck for his Today Show appearance, he gave her VIP tickets to his upcoming tour, and she literally fell to the ground.
Mr. Styles.
I love you! Finally, K-pop superstars BTS made their carpool karaoke debut and gave us some behind-the-scenes secrets.
How long did that taping last?
It took like 3-4 hours. 16 cameras inside,
no
and Corden was not really driving it.
Uh-huh.
He like, I didn't know. Like, I thought he really drove it.
But yeah.
Oh yeah?
The guy's appearance on The Late Late Show with James Corden already has over 8 million views, and they just dropped their latest album, Map of the Soul 7. But they told us the collab they most want to do is with, get this, Brad Pitt.
Oh, the best Brad in the world.
Oh, and by the way, BTS's new album is projected to have the largest opening week of 2020. You cannot stop that BTS army. Okay, so we have got more music news. The 55th ACM Awards will air April 5th on CBS.
Yes, and make sure to catch the ACM Award host and nomination announcements tomorrow morning on the Academy of Country Music's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram accounts, starting live at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Yes, indeed. And we're also going to have an exclusive interview with the host tomorrow on ET.
And coming up, you've never heard Oprah and Gayle talk.
I've never skinny dipped. I've never skinny
dipped. You have never skinny dipped.
Their game of Never Have I Ever comes with reveals you'll never forget.
Oh my God, that story is so good.
Also so good, Mary Hart and John Tesh are back together on the ET stage. They co-hosted our show for 10 years, but why John almost got fired after a few weeks.
I think I was just trying to be hip or something.
Plus,
we're showing you around the set of Single Parents.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com. Welcome back to ET from the set of Single Parents.
Oh yeah, the gang's all here now. Yeah. Okay, so where are we right now?
The wine library.
It's my TV mom's feminist bookstore. Nice. It's also a wine bar.
Right, Jack?
There was a baby in there when you left the house, right?
Say what?
Give me a hidden talent that we may not know.
So I can do this?
Oh.
Whoa!
I'm a dancer.
Come on!
Where's the best place to go and hang out on the set? Where's your spot?
Oh, I know.
Crafty.
Okay, make me a parfait.
Girl, I make the best. Check it out.
There's your yogurt.
It's good.
It's a little sour.
Yeah. We have a karaoke machine in the hair and makeup trailer.
What?
He's by far the most talented person on the show. He retired from Broadway to do our little TV show.
With the kids, there's always something going on.
So all right.
They keep us on our toes, on our P's and Q's, just like in real life.
Tell me about tonight's show.
This was supposed to be our night.
Yeah? Well, I just see about a girl.
We're supposed to have like a family pizza date, and all the girls flake on me and Graham. And so I think we're going to have a boy night, and then even Graham turns on me.
Last year at this time, you were on fire. Bunny ears, Louisa, my daughter.
Working with Taryn is probably the most, it's amazing and it's funny. It's also very challenging.
E.T.
Phone home. Nope. Next E.T.
Which one of your adult cast members would be the best babysitter?
Will, Taryn.
Oh, that's very flattering. I have to decline, but thank you so much. Thank you.
Do you know who Mary Hart and John Tesh are?
No.
They're the king and queen of entertainment television.
What?
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Are they here? Are we on hidden camera?
No. They're on the other side of that camera, and we have more John and Mary memories.
Oh my gosh.
They had all these tapes.
They spent a decade hosting ET, and tonight, we have behind-the-scenes stories never revealed until now.
My legs are like going like this, and I'm holding my hands like this.
Then Oprah and Gayle's game of Sip or Spill leaves us shocked.
Strip club is when people take their clothes off,
yes,
right?
And they're like, don't take it down.
Definitely not.
Plus, watch out, LL. We're on the NCIS LA set as a new rapper sets his sights on the acting game.
I'm doing all my own stunts. This is the real deal.
Never have I ever sexted with someone.
Definitely not.
Definitely not.
You haven't sexted with
someone? No.
Oprah and Gayle are spilling all the tea in what we're renaming the OMG Chronicles. They played Never Have I Ever with a then pregnant Ashley Graham.
Never have I ever had a one night stand. What year was it?
Mine would have been 82, something like that.
Yes.
Something like that.
It would be 82, 81. 82. Yes.
Okay. Same year, you guys were a little pussies. Never have I ever skinny dipped.
I've never skinny dipped.
Not in your own pool at home?
No, and I got three.
What? Never have I ever been to a strip club.
Strip club is when people take their clothes off.
Yes,
right?
And they're like, don't take it down.
Definitely not done that.
No, no, definitely.
And you
not
throw
done
money,
that.
You're like,
no.
All right.
No.
Never have I ever thought about having plastic surgery.
Oh, definitely thought about it, yeah.
Thought about it.
Okay. All right. Thank you for being honest, finally. Finally.
Finally.
Never have I ever pole danced.
Oh, God, no.
You were telling me to pole dance!
Because I figure you could. I definitely can't. No.
This birthday, I'm gonna get you a pole, girl.
No.
Well, that's for the girl.
Is it
the woman
come with a man?
For the woman like who has idea. Everything.
Oprah lost the game, so she had to down a shot of apple cider vinegar.
What happened to the fun part, the tequila part?
You know, it's kind of funny. We're sort of like the Oprah and Gail of Entertainment Tonight.
Am I Oprah or Gail?
Kevin.
Okay, well, yesterday was a big day for us. John Tesh and Mary Hart returned to host ET. We had a great time with them. And how about this, Mary and John reminiscing about day one of their TV partnership.
Do you remember your first day on the show?
I do.
Well, you know, we just happened to have dug out of the vault that very first day. So take a look at this.
John Tesh will be sitting in this seat from now on, and it sure is fun to be working with you now.
It's great to be here on my favorite show with my favorite gal.
Oh my gosh, I think I wrote that down, you know? But you can see my legs are like going like this, and I'm holding my hands like this, but you were very gracious from the very beginning.
And you know what I like? We're both a whole lot more blonde now than we were then.
Yeah.
So we're much more natural now.
We really had a brother and sister relationship, and that was so fun for me.
All eyes are focused on this guy called Oscar.
10 years together, dozens of award shows. But what I didn't know was that John almost got fired because of me.
Hey, listen, we're sending you to body language school. And I said, no, you're not. And they said, yeah, if you want to keep your job, you're going to go to body language school in Dallas for 4 days. I said, well, why? He said, because you're not being nice to Mary. And I said, what are you talking about? I love Mary. And so I think I was just trying to be hip or something like that, put my tongue in my cheek, whatever.
Join us tomorrow for the inside story on Elvis Presley's mystical beliefs.
You know, I'd roll my eyes at a story or something, too, and they said, it's coming off like you're not happy with me, you don't like Mary.
We're rolling all right.
So I got to body language school, and they had all these tapes of these like 15-second segments of me after stories, and they edited them all together. And sure enough, I was being a jerk.
I mean, that's like a producer's thing, right, guys?
So I had to become a different person. And I did, and that's when I had so much respect for you because you put up with me.
We all saw a change in John in the middle of his decade-long run on ET. That's when he met his future wife, actress Connie Selica. Kind of became this little puppy dog.
I was worthless.
I mean, it was about John falling in love.
Yeah, I was a bowl of mush.
Oh,
yeah,
it was great to see. And then, of course, I remember when Prima was born.
Yeah.
She is every bit as beautiful as her mom. And look at these legs. These legs, Mary, look at that. Good work, Prima. These legs are insured for $1 million each. And she's ready for her new job. Thank you. Yay!
And look how that beautiful baby has grown up. Here is your gorgeous, gorgeous Prima. It's so nice to see you here today with your dad.
Prima, I love you. You
know, John, she looks a lot like her mom.
Thank God. we got really blessed with that.
John said goodbye to E.T. in 1996 to focus on his music career full-time. He has 4 gold albums and 2 Grammy nominations. In his new book, Relentless, John shares his near-death battle with prostate cancer. He says he owes his good health to faith and is very much looking forward to the future. It's pretty unbelievable, John. We've been sitting here, we have laughed together, we've almost shed a few tears together, but it's just great to see you again.
Yeah, it's my honor to be with you. Ah, it's so great.
Mine too.
Listen, it was such an honor to have them back in those seats. And by the way, they're the original tenants. We're just the current renters.
Absolutely. That's it made me so happy to see you. Sure did. All right, well, Jake and Kimri are with us now to help out with tonight's ET birthdays.
All right, which Grammy winner has written songs for Barbara Streisand, Kiss, and Patti LaBelle?
Is it Michael Bolton, Rod Stewart, or Madonna? The answer when we come back.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com. tomorrow on ET, our Jersey Shore exclusive.
We got a situation. It's the sitch.
And Nicole Snooki, and we're taking over ET.
Don't miss it.
Tomorrow on ET.
Okay, in our ET birthdays, which Grammy winner has written songs for Barbara Streisand, Kiss, and Patti LaBelle?
It's gotta be Dolly Parton.
That is Michael Bolton.
Is what I meant to
say. Thank you.
Turned 67 today. Happy birthday.
See, Taryn, that's how you do it. All right, thanks so much, guys, for helping us out today. It's always a blast with you all. And make sure you watch Single Parents tonight and every Wednesday night on ABC.
And we are gonna leave you now with LL Cool J and Cardi B's husband Offset teaming up for this Sunday's NCIS LA on CBS.
Take it away, LL. Bye.
Bye.
We on the set, NCIS Los Angeles, you know what I'm saying? Yes, My man Offset is guest starring, on the show. How I feel?
I'm blessed.
I can't help you.
We've been talking on and off. He kind of came to me and was like, yo, I'd like to be involved with it. I think fans are going to be super surprised.
Speaking of him, he's like the first person in hip hop. He's like, I see so much potential in you.
Yeah, who better than rapper turned actor LL to teach Offset how to play a government agent?
Most of the time, people expect when you're a rap artist, they think you're gonna need to play a gangster or you're gonna play a thug. And he's like completely away from all of that. This is the real deal.
Let's go.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.